Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Headachey this morning, just a little bit. It's okay. It's fine. Still in a good mood. Still in a great mood.
It is a great, great Wednesday. It's a great hump day today, you guys. First of all, there was way too many treats here in the office yesterday. I have not gotten off to a great Nutrisystem start. I'm just going to be honest. We were supposed to start on Sunday, and we did, sort of.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I started Sunday evening more so than I did Sunday morning. Because I had Mexican for lunch.
Yeah. And then I saw all the donuts.
I know. And Shelly sent me donuts yesterday. And Farmer Ryan came with all kinds of treats. So it's been a rough week. But I will tell you that the Nutrisystem food is surprisingly good. I'm really, really excited about it.
It is really good. Now, we're doing it for two different reasons. I'm kind of doing it half-assed just to sort of get reset, you know what I mean? Because I've just been really, really bad since I've been here. And I've kind of just fallen off the wagon. Then I rolled down the hill. And then I've, you know, like, I've just run amok and just been completely crazy when it comes to like diet and all that kind of stuff. So I just wanted to sort of get on track. And I don't have like a lot of weight to lose, you know, but
no, you don't.
I just want to, you know, it's, but I'm probably in the 10 pound range, you know what I mean? Where I've gotten a little fluffy, y'all. So
this is what I had this morning. I had the double chocolate muffin. Oh my God, I could have eaten 10 of these.
Right.
But surprisingly, after I ate it and I wanted like 10 more, I waited about 5 minutes and I was like, I'm full. I'm actually full. This is fine.
And they have desserts too, which is really nice. So if you're ever like hankering for something sweet, because I do that at nighttime when I'm sitting and I'm watching TV or something with my family. And my daughter's eating a couple of the ice cream sandwiches because she's like, fuck, can I have one? I'm like, sure, it's fine. Good.
We've actually gotten quite a number of people who said that they were going to do this with us, which is really exciting. Jackie Botto, I think is how you say her name, from Florida. She said, did you start your Nutrisystem on Sunday? I heard you mention it on your podcast. I said, maybe this will work for me too. Please keep us updated on your progress. I ordered my plan on Saturday. Hope this works for all of us. Have a blessed day. And she said, P.S. My husband, Rocky, listens to you every day. Can you give him a shout out? And yes, we can. Hi, Rocky.
Hey, Rocky. Hey.
Da-na-na. Da-na-na. That's how I feel doing Nutrisystem with all y'all, because like when we're all part of this team together, it's going to be great. So if you want to join us, it's never too late. Just because you missed out on the Sunday start doesn't mean you can't start now. Go to Nutrisystem.com/chicks. 50% off all their plans right now. Go to their website. You're going to see all the information on their 2-month subscription offer. Try it out. You're going to be impressed with the food, because I know we are. All right, lots to get to today. First and foremost, we're going to start with a sack attack right out of the gate, because somebody asked her in her presser yesterday what Biden was planning on doing yesterday. Look at how much trouble she had answering this question.
Nothing on his schedule today aside from the PDB. Can you shed any light on how he's spending his day?
Well, let's see. This morning, I think he had some policy meetings, also a PDB meeting. He later this afternoon, I think, is doing some remarks review. There are some days that we spend some time doing internal meetings and discussions with policy experts, with policy leaders, and that's what's happening today.
Okay.
So that's not what happened. There were no policy meetings. He went for ice cream, you guys.
Well, it's so important. You guys, it's really important to go for ice cream as the president of the United States. Wow. I wonder what flavor did he get?
I don't know, but I'm sure somebody asked him. I mean, I'm positive.
I mean, it's because it's super important for all of us to know. I'm sure the CNN was on that. They were on it.
Can you even?
I can't. So many evens. There are all the evens that I can with this. That's so believable at this point. Absolutely believable.
I mean, she looked absolutely flummoxed when she was asked about that, which I loved. I absolutely loved it.
You know what I wish she would have said? If she just would have said, he's going for Camtono. You know, wouldn't that be great?
I would love that too.
I know, it would have been so great.
I'm going to go ahead, because I'm in such a good mood, I'm going to go ahead and give us all a bit of a palate cleanser early. And of course, I've got a couple clips actually to play you from Governor Ron DeSantis. And the first one is so great. It's really quick. He's totally making fun of Biden in it. Look at this.
What's that fighting back look like, Governor?
Well, Mike, I don't know if I'm supposed to call you Mike or some SOB. How does it work now? What's the, Mike, I like that better.
Oh my God.
I love him so much.
All the people behind him, you know that like when they get behind closed doors, they're like, that was awesome. That was so good.
It is awesome. It's completely,
I know. How would you love to be on his staff? I would love it. It'd be so
great. Oh my gosh. So much.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
There's another one. And so the reason that he's in the news more yesterday than normal, and that's a lot, is that just willy-nilly out of nowhere, the FDA, Biden's FDA decided, hey, all you people that have set up appointments to get your monoclonal antibodies to ward off a serious COVID infection, we're not going to let you have that anymore. We're going to stop the emergency authorization use for monoclonal antibodies, and we're not giving you any notice. We're just pulling the rug right from out underneath you. And so DeSantis is mad, and rightly so. Everybody should be mad about this. Everybody should be furious about it. And so the first clip, the first part of this, because it's almost 4 minutes and we're not going to play the whole thing. But the first part of it is when he's kind of explaining what's going on and how this has impacted people.
Many of them are high risk. Now, they are relying on revoking this and pulling the rug out from under people on a single non-peer-reviewed, non-clinical study that was actually done by a consultant for a rival company to the other two monoclonal antibody treatments. This is not based on a clinical trial. This is not even peer reviewed. And so this is something that they claim shouldn't be used because we have Omicron. And what we would say in Florida is we have had people use it and we've had good results. It's not 100%. We understand that. But you also don't even know when someone goes in, whether it's Omicron or still the Delta. Yes, mostly in Florida, it's going to be Omicron at this point. But it's really a reckless decision to be able to take this option away from patients when we've had the site set up. We've had this distributed to different medical groups or hospitals. And if somebody wants to try, it was very effective against the Delta. If you look at once that that program went in, you know, you saw a huge decline in hospitalizations.
So that's the first part, and which is just unbelievable. Now, the I'll get to Psaki explaining this away in just a minute, but you got to love when he fights back for people. That's why people love him. And that's what you're going to hear him talking about in this next part.
Problems with this administration. You look at inflation spiraling out of control, and yet they're doing things to fuel it. You look at the southern border, which has been a total disaster and continues to be to this day. You look what's happening in the gathering storm abroad, whether it's Russia, China, America's adversaries. You have huge, huge problems going on. You have ineffective COVID restrictions and mandates that are being championed in other states that are inhibiting our supply chain and contributing to economic problems. So you have all these issues that could be addressed. And so what do they choose to do with their time? They choose to pull the rug out of elderly patients, most of whom, almost all of them, have been vaccinated, and say you don't have access to this treatment. So we're going to fight back against this because this is just wrong. This is not the way, you know, that you help people. And our view is people have a right to access these treatments, and to revoke it on this basis is just fundamentally wrong. And we're going to fight back.
Yeah. And when they're not pulling the rug, they're out eating ice cream.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's unreal.
It's infuriating. And what's amazing is that they're trying to spin this. They're saying they've removed the emergency authorization because it's not effective, according to this, you know, study that hasn't been peer reviewed, against Omicron.
Right.
Which so is what? Absurd. Neither are the vaccines, you guys. Right. And yet they're forcing those on us. So what the hell?
Yeah, it's completely absurd. There was somebody that wrote on our I was looking at the YouTube comments on our show yesterday, and some lovely lady wrote that she has COVID and her doctor wouldn't let her get a treatment. Like, she asked for a particular treatment. It may have been ivermectin, and her doctor was like, "No, you can't have it." So, I mean, all over the country there are doctors who are saying, "You can't have this, you can't have that, you can't." It's absurd to me. If you want something that has, right, you know, you should be able to get it. This is America. This is America. I mean, if it's a drug that has been approved by the FDA and it has, you know, if it's an indication that has been used for a particular ailment, you should be able to get it. I don't understand what the hell is going on in this country.
Well, and considering that they're not actually, when you get tested for COVID, you're not told if you have Omicron or Delta. And so for them to say, well, it doesn't work on Omicron, so nobody can have it anymore.
Right, right.
If you don't know if someone has Delta or Omicron and it is effective against Delta, why not let them have it? It is totally because they want to be in control of what you put in your body. They want to tell you what to put in your body. And mm-hmm. if you want to have a choice about it, they're like, we know what's best for you. Screw right. them. It's so unbelievable. All right, now we need to get to Psaki responding or explaining the monoclonal stuff, because this is out of control, stupid.
FDA yesterday withdrew the EUA for some monoclonal antibody treatments because they don't work against Omicron. But Florida continues to push for the treatment for people in the state. What's your response to Governor DeSantis, and what's your message to the people of Florida?
Well, let's just take a step back here just to realize how crazy this is a little bit. We've approached COVID treatments like filling a medicine cabinet. We're not relying on one type, one brand, or treatment. We invested in and continue to buy a variety across monoclonal antibodies, pre-exposure prevention therapies, and oral antivirals. We have provided 71,000 doses of antivirals to Florida, including 34,000 additional treatments that do work against Omicron just this last week. I'm sorry, about of a range of those treatments, I should say, to be clear. What the FDA is making clear is that these treatments, the ones that they are fighting over, that the governor is fighting over, do not work against Omicron, and they have side effects. That is what the scientists are saying. We have sent them 71,000 doses of treatments that are effective against Omicron and are effective also against Delta. And they are still advocating for treatments that don't work. We've seen, unfortunately, from the beginning in our pandemic response, a range of steps or pushes that have been made through social media platforms, platforms, unfortunately, from the mouths of elected officials, and the advocating for things that don't work, even when we know things do work. Injecting disinfectant, promoting other pseudoscience, sowing doubt on the effectiveness of vaccines and boosters, and now promoting treatments that don't work. We know it works, vaccines and boosters. We have a range of doses of things that do work in treatments, and we're providing those to Florida.
What a C word. Oh, my God.
Right. She has the audacity to say that monoclonal antibodies, they have side effects, you guys. So we can't give them to you guys because they have side effects, as opposed to this. That does, like, that's, I can't with these people.
I know.
We have to protect you from the side effects of monoclonal antibodies. Oh, my God. Bite me, lady.
I mean, can you even?
I can't. It's unreal. And the scientists are saying that. Oh, are they? Are they saying that? Are they saying that, Jen? This is madness. It's absolute madness.
And so many people were like, there were thousands of people who were literally supposed to get monoclonal antibody treatment yesterday that had to have their appointments canceled because of this new ruling by the FDA. It's such a power grab. And I don't know how anybody can't, if there's people out there that don't see that, what is even wrong with them? I don't get it. Cause that's all that it is.
Amen.
Oh my God. All right. I need to show you also one more Saki. I promise after that we'll be done. But first, I don't want to forget to tell you guys about MyPillow because we got an email from Andy Tomaselli. I love this email, you guys.
Tomaselli.
He says, I'm a dude. That's my favorite. He starts off by saying, I'm a dude.
Good for you.
He says, so I am hot and sweaty. I use the travel pillow as my go-to main pillow, but it gets, you know, not so fresh. Gotcha. My pillow gets washed and dried every single week and is fresh and wonderful for another day or two. And it's small enough to toss in with towels, shirts, or bedding. So it's never a hassle. Thank you, chicks, for the morning smiles. And thanks to Mike Lindell for a great night's sleep from Andy.
I'm going to point out, too, that little travel pillow is a great in-between-your-knees pillow.
Yes.
Just pointing that out. Because you know how when you sleep, you want to have something in between your knees. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's like you can have your my pillow at your head. I'm a big pillow person. I have to have 18 pillows. My husband makes fun of me because he's like, is there any room for me after all the freaking pillows in the bed? Hello. And so I have my pillow. I like to have, you know, like a little thing between my knees. And so, mm-hmm. you know,
it's perfect for all the things.
If
you're a hot dude, perfect if you want it between your knees.
Right.
That sounded like an innuendo and it really wasn't, but all of that is true.
But we're all about the innuendos here. So. Whatever you want to put between your knees, people.
That's right. Maybe it is a hot, sweaty dude and a travel pillow. You just, mm-hmm. whatever floats
there. Put them both there. That's right.
You guys, you can get discounts still. 40% off of the Kitten Fur Squeezy Technology slippers and moccasins, 50% off the mattress toppers, but also discounts on travel pillows, the cardigans, the sheets, the towels, all of it. You can get discounts on whatever you need from mypillow.com/Chicks. Go there and try out something today and support Mike Lindell and us.
Lucky Land Casino asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Chicks on the Right. This is columnist and podcaster Sarah Carter, and I would like to tell you about your new best friend on Friday nights, ZBiotics. Let me tell you, if there's a surefire way to wake up feeling fresh after a night of drinking, it's with ZBiotics. ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink is the world's first genetically engineered probiotic. It was invented by PhD scientists to tackle rough mornings after drinking. Here's how it works. When you drink, alcohol gets converted into a toxic byproduct in your gut. It's this byproduct, not dehydration, that's to blame for your rough next day. ZBiotics produces an enzyme to break this byproduct down. Just remember to make ZBiotics your first drink of the night. Drink responsibly and you'll feel your best tomorrow. Every time I have ZBiotics before drinks, I notice a difference the next day. Even after a night out, I can confidently plan on waking up with a smile on my face, ready to face the day. Go to ZBiotics.com/radio, R-A-D-I-O, to get 15% off your first order when you use radio, R-A-D-I-O, at checkout. ZBiotics is backed with 100% money-back guarantee, so if you're ever unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. That's ZBiotics.com/R-A-D-I-O, radio, and use the code radio, R-A-D-I-O, at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, ZBiotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times.
Okay, back to Jen Psaki, because there was another moment where Peter Ducey, of course, gave her some grief about what's going on at the border, because I don't know if you've noticed, but right now Biden seems inordinately concerned about what's happening at a border across the world in Ukraine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Doesn't give a rat's ass about our own border. And right. There's a whole bunch of young male dudes who are now just being released, put on planes, and they're all over the country. They're getting sent all over the country, and I'll show you video of that in just a second. But first, here's Jen Psaki lying up a storm about what's going on at the border. Listen.
Immigration.
Sure.
Why is it that large numbers of single adult men are being released into the United States just hours after being apprehended at the southern border?
Well, I'm not sure the specifics of what you're referring to, Peter. What I can tell you in terms of what our policy is and how we're approaching the border is that we continue to be under Title 42. Migrants who cannot be expelled under Title 42 are placed into immigration proceedings. And one of those avenues could be placement in an alternative to detention program in the interior of the United States. Sometimes that means moving migrants to other parts of the United States to move to different detention facilities where they wait for next steps in the immigration process, such as a court hearing, and are required to check in with a local ICE office. So that is certainly something that is happening out there in the country and is consistent with our policy.
It's a lie.
When people break the law, generally, and then you say, hey, you're on the honor code now to come back, and that's it, they're not going to do that. You know what I mean? Like, because no. they're lawbreakers. That's what mm-hmm. they're criminals at that point. And I don't care what people think about me saying that, because that's precisely what they did. They broke the freaking law. That's what they did when they busted over our border. So what kind of, when they do that, they're going to do it again. What kind of madness is that?
Well, but they're getting all kinds of legal help at our expense. So that's neat. You can't get legal help if you're a vet who's like homeless and out on the street. You can't get free legal help.
You
can certainly, if they would just cross the border into Mexico and then cross back, like renounce their citizenship and then come back, maybe then they could get taxpayer funded legal help.
You can also go to universities too. That's kind of nice. You can do that on my dime too. It's wonderful. It's great.
Do you know who Bill Malusian is?
I've heard the name.
The Fox guy. He's got the amazing hair, like the most gorgeous man hair of all time.
Yeah. I know who you're talking about. Yes.
He does amazing reporting about the border. And so here's what's actually going on. Do you see this? What the caption says is the federal government continues to mass release single adult male migrants at a parking garage in Brownsville. This is Texas. We've seen four of these groups in the last 2 hours. Some have ankle monitors on, all being released to bus stations or the airport, not Title 42. She is a liar.
Yeah, she is a liar. I wonder how many of those guys have COVID.
Or how many of them already have criminal records or are terrorists.
Right.
Oh my God.
And are being released to a city near you.
Yeah, they're coming. If you don't think your crime is bad in your city yet, just wait. It's coming for you.
Yeah, you're such a racist, Mock. You're such a racist.
So
bad.
You guys, Nancy Pelosi is running for re-election for her 19th term. We have a little bit of video. I'm not going to subject you to the entire thing. Just the first minute or so where she talks about the children.
It's Nancy. Thank you for the opportunity to share some thoughts with you, our VIPs, our volunteers in politics, in our ongoing engagement for the people. Thank you for being a constant source of new, fresh ideas and political activism to help Democrats deliver and to defend democracy. Thank you for giving me the privilege to represent our city and our San Francisco values in the Congress. Human rights, reproductive justice, LGBTQ equality, respect for immigrants, and care for each other. When people ask me what are the three most important issues facing the Congress, I always say the same thing. Our children, our children, our children.
I can't anymore. I'm sorry. It's too much.
She's like, there's like something going on with her mouth. It's like, again, with the plastic surgery, like she's had so much crap done in her face, like her mouth doesn't function properly. And then there's like, you know, there's like fake teeth or something in there because she's 81.
She's raring to go for another term, you guys. Raring to go.
Sweet Jesus. I mean, she has no clue. She's reading off of a teleprompter and she can barely do it. Oh, good Lord. You guys know this is, we can't, like what, at 81, I want to be on a rocking chair, like surrounded by grandkids, you know? Mm-hmm. And I don't want to be anywhere near work. I love y'all. I mean, maybe like Mach and I will be talking like once a week and doing this and looking like complete morons doing this. But for crying out loud, can you, like 81, most normal people want to be retired. You don't right. want to be doing that. So the only reason she wants to be doing that is because of what? Power and money?
Well, it's because being in Congress has become so cush, you guys. When you can make money. This level of money and you have this level of power, it's very addictive, clearly. Right. And that's why all these clowns keep rerunning.
It's insane. And people keep putting her there. Like 80, it's obscene that we keep putting people in power at 81. What is wrong with us?
It is insane. Insane. By the way, if you're an insider, then you got a sneak peek at our new landing page on our Locals page, which we're going to be developing as soon as, this is my last Wednesday in radio. So 3 more days, and then we're going to be full-time chicks, and we're going to be spending a lot more time trying to get that up and running and hopefully migrating slowly and eventually everybody that's currently a Facebook insider over to chicksontheright.com. chicksontheright.locals.com. That will be, and you can see the new landing page. It looks gorgeous. So you can check that out. And we're going to eventually migrate over there because you know why? Because there's no fear of getting kicked off.
Right,
you can
comment
and say whatever you want without getting your comment removed by Dude and Gleeborg 9. It's going to be great. So if you're an insider, you got a sneak peek early this morning. Now the rest of you also know that you can check out chicksontheright.locals.com and see for yourself. Subscribe if you would like. We're going to be spending a bunch more time there in the weeks to come. I think we're going to be on Newsmax tonight if you want to tune in to our appearance on Grant Stinchfield, who is, by the way, also our Deep Dive podcast guest. That will be released today.
That was super fun. We really enjoyed talking to him. Yeah, he was really fun. It was kind of because we don't really get to talk to him in depth ever. It's usually for 5 minutes and it's about, you know, like these quick little bursts of information. But he was really great yesterday.
It was really, really fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. But as it goes tomorrow, we will see you guys at the regular time tomorrow. Everybody bring it in. Bring it in. Bring it in. And we will see you guys tomorrow. Same chick time, same chick channel. You guys have a great hump day.
If you give power to the federal government, you never get it back. I'm Sarah Carter on The Lita Sarah Carter Show. Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich joins me to discuss his battles with the Biden administration over COVID funding and his fight to keep Washington from taking away the constitutional power of the states. I'll also address Biden's disastrous press conference and much more. Follow The Sarah Carter Show at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, this is Todd Herman, host of The Todd Herman Show. You might have heard me on Rush Limbaugh's show, or as a regular fill-in for about 8 years. I now do a show out of the high mountains of free America because, you know, I got exiled from Seattle. Why the need to remake country music and into what? From there, I looked at art. Art under the guise of totalitarian regimes is so interesting because it seems that Beyonce is doing exactly what totalitarian regimes want done with art. Check out The Todd Herman Show every day on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.